Yeah, dos encourages us to have a sense of our own mortality. A Jew is supposed to live with that awareness. A Jew is supposed to live with the awareness that Hayom Kotzer, that the day is short. He's supposed to live with the awareness that Olam Hazeh is a prozdor, that Olam Hazeh is an antechamber. The reason that we're supposed to maintain that awareness is not chas v'shalom because the Torah wants to encourage any morbidity. On the contrary, tachas eshelo avatos Hashem lokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav. A Jew is supposed to have a tremendous sense of simchas hachayim, a joie de vivre in his avodas Hashem, in his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the reason a person has to have this awareness of his own mortality is Moshel Ma'adav Adome. If you have someone who's very wealthy, the Forbes top 50, he doesn't really understand what $5 means. He doesn't understand probably what $50 or $500 means. He has so much that it's virtually impossible to value something like $5, $50, $500. If you have someone who lives on a very limited budget, someone who has to count every penny to make ends meet, so then that person has a sense for the value of every dollar, of every penny. The Torah wants us to have a sense of the value of time, the preciousness of time. If a person has a sense that time is unlimited, because he doesn't have a sense of his own mortality, so then a person can't value and can't cherish time. A person can't recognize the preciousness of time. If a person doesn't recognize the preciousness of time, so then he's fated to squander and waste time. So this is certainly true on a regular basis, that a Jew lives with a sense of Yakras Hazman, the time is valuable, time is precious because time is limited. But this sense of our own, the reality of our own mortality, one which stands in marked contrast to the society in which we live. The society in which we live is one of the pillars of the society is denial of death. Every attempt is made to deny, to distract from the ultimate reality, because if life revolves around the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, so then it's a cruel reality that is best denied and best avoided. But Yadus teaches us otherwise. Now this sense of our own mortality is one of the motifs which permeates the Machzor and Yom Naroim, which permeates the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippur. Perhaps its most classic formulation, shortly after Unasana Tokef, Odom Yesodo Me'ofo V'Sofo L'Ofo, man comes from dust and ends in dust, Moshul Kecheres HaNishbar Kechotz Yoveh Shuchtzitz Novel, Kitzel over uchonon kolo uchruach noshavos uchoavok pareach vachachalom yauf. He's like the potsherd that breaks, the grass that withers, the flower that fades, the shadow that passes, the cloud that vanishes, the breeze that blows, the dust that floats, the dream that flies away. The transience of life, and this is certainly one of the motifs of the Machzor. Now it's The first explanation that comes to mind is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, days of judgment, Yimei HaDin, if a person relates seriously that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are days of judgment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding mi yichye u mi yomus, so inevitably that's going to reinforce within us. It's going to engender within us a heightened sense of our own mortality. Because mi yechye u mi yomus, who's going to live and who not. Kama yavun v'chama yibareyun is what stares us in the face on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. So it's not at all difficult to understand why we find this theme in the Machzor. But I think if we reflect on it a little bit, there's another dimension, another element of significance as to why this theme informs the liturgy of the Yom Ha'Ra'im. And that is that Malchios, and here, not only is Rosh Hashanah a day of Malchios, but Yom Kippurim is equally a day of Malchios. That's indicated that the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei and Yom Kippurim, just like on Rosh Hashanah, also emphasizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his capacity as Melech. It's Melech Molchel V'Soleach Lavan Oseinu, U'mavir Ashmo Seinu B'chol Shana V'Shana, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom Kippurim. So the theme of Malchios is not in any way limited or restricted to Rosh Hashanah, but the theme of Malchios is paramount on Yom Kippurim as well. Now, Malchios doesn't only mean a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a one-sided description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchios, in fact, means an understanding, a delineation of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of who we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the basis for that is the following. The Ibn Ezra, and then subsequently the Vilna Gaon, and I believe the Malbim as well, comment on the Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, after Yosef shares his dream with the brothers about how the bundles of sheaves are bowing down, how their bundles of sheaves are bowing down to his, so the brothers react and they say, Hamoloch timloch aleinu, imoshal timshal banu. Will you reign over us? Lashon Malchios, Hamoloch Timloch Aleinu, Im Moshal Timshal Banu. Will you rule over us? So what's the difference between being Molech, between reigning, and being Moshel, and being ruling? So the Ibn Ezra, I think it's the Ibn Ezra, who first explains the difference and says that to be Moshel means when the ruler imposes the rule. It's something, it's dictatorship. The ruler, in a heavy-handed fashion, imposes his rule on those, on the subjects, and those being governed. To be molech means when the subjects, when they welcome it, when they invite the melech, when they accept the melech willingly, voluntarily, so that's considered, that's melucha. So the Ibn Ezra explains so beautifully that what the brothers are saying to Yosef is this: even if in Moshal Timshal Banu, even if things will ever come to pass that you would succeed in imposing your rule over us, you should know that Hamoloch Timloch Aleinu, do you think it will ever be willing? Do you think that we will ever accept your domination, your sovereignty willingly? That will never happen. Hamoloch Timloch Aleinu, the hey, introducing the question, will you ever rule, reign over us? Meritzoneinu hatov, that we welcome it? Never, even if in Moshal Timshal Banu. So the principle that we extract from that comment of the Ibn Ezra is that the connotation of Malchios is that it means that the governed, the subjects, welcome the sovereignty of the king. They willingly and voluntarily embrace the kingship of the king. So transposed to the Malchios of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, so what we're expressing in Malchios is not just who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in an absolute sense, but rather who we are relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relative to us. Now thus understood, so then we can understand that the Malchios of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim doesn't only involve, again, a depiction or description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, but rather the Malchios is, again, a depiction or description of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of who we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thus, What's the next line in the Machzor after the Odom Yisodo Me'ofar, the Sofa La'ofar, that very moving and poignant depiction of our mortality, of the transience of human life? The contrast is presented of Va'atahu Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim. The Balei Tefillah traditionally, the Odom Yisodo Me'ofar is said in a lower and a softer voice, and then the Balei Tefillah, they project and say in very loud and powerful tones the Va'atahu Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim, because that's exactly the expression of Malchios, is this contrast, this depiction of who we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason that that we dwell on our sense of mortality is not only because it stares us in the face as we contemplate Mi Yichya Umi Yomus, as we contemplate Kama Yavun V'Chama Yibareyun, but the sense of mortality stares us in the face also because it's part of depicting who we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who rules over us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim, and who are we? Moshul Kecheres HaNishpar, etc. The same theme emerges also in the Piyut, which we say a little bit earlier. The period where the refrain is La'adei ad yimloch melech elyon. So the La'adei ad yimloch melech elyon, just to maybe read the first stanza or two, Kel dor ba'morom, adir ba'morom, ometz yordel torom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who dwells on high, mighty on high, his... The strength of his hand will reign supreme. Gibur lohakim, gozer umekim, gola amukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a gibur, who's mighty to maintain, to fulfill everything he says, gozer umekim, he decrees and he fulfills. La'ade ad yimloch melech elyon. So the whole thing is a depiction again of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty. And then, what do we then interpolate at the end? And at this point, the Oren Kodesh is closed. It's been open throughout the entire La'adei ad yimloch melech elyon. So then we interpolate two stanzas of Melech Evyon. Again, the contrast. Because Malchios isn't only who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Malchios is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we interpolate these two stanzas of Melech Evyon, Bola v'Rod Shachas, Bish'olu v'Sachas, Beleyos b'Linachas, Ad Mosa Yimloch. Again, a depiction of the transience and mortality of mortal king, decays and descends to the grave, weary and restless. The same idea that the Malchios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we have to have a self-awareness to be able to correctly depict and express the Malchios, because Malchios is a description of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the conclusion of the middle bracha of the Shemon Esrei, when we ask for the universal recognition of Malchios, so the way we express it is V'yeda kol po'ul ki ato fa'alto, V'yovin kol yitzur ki ato yitzarto. Again, the same emphasis that we should all have a sense of creatureliness. We should all have a sense of having been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeda kol po'ul, everything which has been made, which has been created, should know ki ata fa'alto, because you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's part of the Malchus, not just to know who you are, but to know who we are relative to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason, again, that this self-awareness that a Jew has year-long is accentuated in the Machzor of the Yomim Nevoim. It's interesting that the Rambam, when he depicts tshuva, so the Rambam defines tshuva as remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because chet the Rambam implies the only reason a person is chote, if a person knows what's right and what's wrong, so how is it possible that a person ever sins? So clearly it means because a person forgets. He forgets that he's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person would maintain that awareness of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would inhibit any chait. Whatever the driving force is, whatever that Yetzer Hara is to which a person succumbs, if a person felt, if a person had the awareness, if a person remembered Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Samad, that he's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would inhibit any chait. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, sins, it's an indication that he's not thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, any tshuva means that a person has to regain that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam therefore describes and defines tshuva as remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's interesting, in this context, there are different ways to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are the Shiva Shemos, there are seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Torah has, and we have all kinds of kinuyim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the one the Rambam uses is the Rambam says, Zichru Borachem, remember your Creator. Because tshuva, like Malchios, means restoring our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, correcting, restoring our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we have to have a sense of who we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that we have to have a sense of being a po'ol, of being a yitzur. We have to have this, again, sense of creatureliness, of being nivra, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the borei. And it's for that reason as well, it's that this theme permeates the Machzor in Yom Nevo'im. Now, I think that explanation holds true equally for both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. There is a second reason that, again, this self-understanding and self-recognition of the transience of life and of our own mortality looms large in the Yom HaKippurim, in the Yom HaKippurim liturgy. It's actually more pronounced on Yom Kippur than it is on Rosh Hashanah. And in Yom Kippur, you have it as well in the period that we say after the Avodah. We'll come to the context a little bit more of the period in a moment, Lineder. But Vo'avisa Sehila, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires praise Miglume gush, migore gay, midlule foal, midale ma'as. So glume is like the same word as goylem, as in the Maharal's goylem. So glume and gush means just like gush afar. It means a clump of dirt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires praise from those who are formed from a clump of dirt, from those who gore gay, from those who live, probably in allusion to Geitz al Moves, those who live in the valley of death, midlule foal and midale mas, those who are impoverished of deed. So again, this theme is accentuated even more in the Yom HaKippurim liturgy. Why is that? So just very briefly as follows. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma has a range of opinions. It actually records how different Amoraim would express their vidui on Yom HaKippurim. The view which we accept, the normative view, the one which the Rambam codifies in the Yad HaChazaka, is that if a person says, Aval anachnu chatanu, so then that's a quintessential expression of vidui. Aval anachnu chatanu. But it's interesting that there are other opinions as well in the Gemara. One opinion is that what we say, the paragraph that we say just prior to all the viduyim, whenever we're mizvade, so we have the paragraph Ata yodea roze olam v'salumo sisrei kolchoi Ata chofes kolchad revaten uvochen kloyos v'leiv. You know the secrets, the mysteries of the world, and you know the hidden secrets of every living creature. you scrutinize the innermost chambers of man's conscience. Okay, so how is that vidui? It didn't say anything explicitly about how we've sinned. Another opinion is that what we express in the ilah, the ma'anu, mechayenu, right? What are we? What is our life? Ma chasteinu, ma tzidkoseinu, what kindness do we practice? What justice do we implement, do we enact? Right? We borrow it from the ilah, and we say it every morning in the la'olam yehei adam yirei shamayim. So that's another opinion in the Gemara as to how we express the vidui in Yom Kippur. But there's no vidui there. There's no acknowledgement of sin. How can there be vidui without acknowledgement of sin? So apparently, the role of the vidui on Yom Kippur is not unlike the vidui which always accompanies tshuva, which is supposed to explicitly acknowledge chet. The vidui in Yom Kippur has a different function. The vidui in Yom Kippur is that in order for a person to merit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's atonement, in order for a person to merit the forgiveness and atonement of Yom HaKippurim, a person has to recognize his own shiflus. A person has to recognize, and here we come to the paradox, to the mystery of Yom HaKippurim, and for that matter, for all of life, according to the Torah, is that the secret to man's greatness lies in his awareness of his worthlessness. If a person can say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'onu, Mechayenu, who are we? What are we? What is our life? What worth? What value is that? What value is there? So then it's Va'avisa Sehila, right? That what the piyut is Asher Emasecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dread is something which is felt, which is experienced by all the angels on high, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't content with that. That's not the ultimate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Gemara says that the Malachim can't begin saying Shira in Shamayim until we begin saying Shira down here on earth. Va'avisa Sehila. Va'avisa Sehila means not only despite the fact that we're glume gush and gore gay, not only despite the fact that we're formed of a clump of dirt and that we live in the valley of death, but precisely because we have that awareness, because we have no illusions or delusions about who we are, we realize that vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu were nothing, so that itself becomes the secret to our greatness. When a person realizes that sense of shiflus, of lowliness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's what elevates man to sublime heights. Because he has that feeling of Ma'onu Mechayenu, then it's Va'avisa Sehila, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the praise from us. Then, if a person knows Ma'odom Ki Teidoeu Ve'enosh, I forget how the pasuk goes, and tell him Ki Sis Kirenu, who is man that you should be mindful of him, that you remember him? So then he can rise to the heights of V'techasreyu Ma'at Me'elokim V'chavod V'hodu Tahatrehu. Then he becomes majestic. But the secret to man's majesty is an awareness of shiflus and afsos ha'odom. And that's what's being expressed in the Va'avisa Sehila, and that's what's being expressed when we're asking for the kapara in the ilah, one last, final push and petition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us atonement. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize our lowliness, we recognize that worthlessness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the case, so then your life is of inestimable value. Because if a person correctly understands what his relationship is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person is a genuine Oved Hashem. Then a person appreciates Malchus Shamayim. That person has risen to great heights. Chazal say that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is that Moshe Rabbeinu even surpassed the Avos. The Avos, Avram Avinu said, Onochi Ofo Va'efa. When Avram Avinu was apologizing, as it were, was excusing himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he had the chutzpah, that he had the presumptuousness to be persistent in tefillah, I'm dust and ashes. When Moshe Rabbeinu refers to himself, he says about himself and his brother Aaron, "V'nachnu mo." What are we? We're not even off of Efer. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bechir Hamino Anoshi, right, the greatest human being who ever lived, who ever will live, about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "B'chol Beisi Ne'emon Hu Pel Pe Adaber Bo," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him directly, as we converse, as we interact. What was the secret to that majesty of Moshe Rabbeinu? The secret to that majesty of Moshe Rabbeinu was that Moshe Rabbeinu felt v'nachnu mo. And that's what the paradox of Yom Kippurim is. The paradox of Yom Kippurim is that a person has to have this sense, this feeling of v'nachnu mo. It means that a person has to do everything in his power to break the irrational and absurd gaiva which all too often grips us. All the cheshbonos, all the demands of you didn't do this for me, you owe me this, I'm entitled to this, I have this coming for me. All that's a stira, all that contradicts, it's antithetical to the malchus of Yomim Noraim. It's antithetical to the mindset that a person is supposed to have on Yom Kippur in order to merit kapara. What's the secret of the kapara? What's that special mitzvah's video in Yom Kippur? The special mitzvah's video in Yom Kippur is that a person should recognize who he is and what he is. And ultimately, who is he and what is he? Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing. V'nachnu mo, says Moshe Rabbeinu. To the degree that a person recognizes that, to that degree, he becomes great. And the greater and the more acute the awareness is of who we are, what we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater, the more complete one understands and fulfills Malchios. Again, Malchios in the sense of what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So it's to that degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we become worthy of forgiveness, that we become worthy of atonement, that our life, again, instead of being worthless, is invested with indescribable worth. So halavai, that we should all be zocha, we should all merit to have an understanding, to have an appreciation for the Malchius, for Melech Elyon, Melech Evyon, the Asher Emosecha, the Vavisa Sehila, that we should go into Yom HaKippurim as much as possible, to have that understanding, that self-awareness of the Nachnu Mo, and in that Zchus we should all be Zoche to Agvach Sima Tova.